Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Beef Industry News Time. I'm Ron Hayes. With us today is Dr. Mark Johnson, beef cattle specialist in the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. And Dr. Johnson, one of the lead organizers of something called Cattlemen's Conference. It's coming up the 22nd, 23rd of May at the Tadashek Arena on campus of Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. This second conference will bring in beef cattle experts from across the United States. This second Cattlemen's Conference, 22nd, 23rd of May. And we get a little bit of a feel of what it'll be all about with Mark here in just a few moments.
Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tags. With Altacet IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies and manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacet IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacetigr.com.
OSU Animal Science Professor Dr. Mark Johnson, one of the organizers of Cattlemen's Conference, Part 2, A Blueprint for the Future. Have the opportunity to talk with Mark about what the objectives of this 2024 conference coming up later in May is all about.
The objective is to follow up on the topics that we didn't have quite enough time to get to last year. And so we literally began 30 minutes after the conclusion of last year's conference. My late friend Gerald Callahan and I were sitting out there at the arena, and from the feedback and discussions we'd had over the course of 2 days, Hugh Aljo from NRI, Mark McCulley of American Angus, Jack Ward from the American Hereford Association, we'd all spoken and talked about it and decided we need a part two. And here are our important topics that we know we need to get to in part two. And, you know, one of them that immediately came to mind, what's going on with gene editing in beef cattle and in the beef industry. And I think all of us have heard something, CRISPR technology, gene editing, what's going on in some animal or another. And this is a fascinating and interesting area that is going to impact all of us. And not just in meat animals, but in humans. And there's going to be decisions to be made. It's important to be informed. We're going to have a great set of panelists that come in, and we're going to talk about the evolution of technology from when we had the big breakthrough of being able to freeze beef semen and preserve it forever, from the evolution of doing embryo transfer work, flushing cows, in vitro fertilization. And we fast forward and start talking about gene editing technology. And there have been some successful gene edits that are very significant. There are some of those that are still pending approval. And we got two different panel discussions on that topic, about 10 people coming in that are leaders in this area. And all the way through, the backside of this is what is going to be the consumer's perception of this beef product that results from some of these technologies. And really, getting at the question, technology is the solution to gaining sustainability and efficiency and improving profit margins. How do we balance that with consumer acceptance of these products?
The consumer looks at, you know, what's in it for me, and they also they've got that overarching idea of they want to make sure that the animal is taken care of. Animal well-being seems to be very much on the minds of a lot of our consumers.
Most definitely. And as we think about many of the topics in this conference, the gene editing that we're discussing, if you've got animals that have got resistance, genetic resistance, certain disease, what impact does that have? Well, potentially reduces the use of antibiotics. That potentially increases the health and well-being of the animals. That reduces the carbon footprint and potentially methane emissions. It creates efficiency all the way through the production chain that, as a result of that, we kind of misspeaking here, but long term, we can produce food more efficiently. In this country, we have been blessed for over 200 years by the ability to produce food the American consumer spends a smaller percentage of their disposable income for food than any other country in the world. Long-term success story. A lot of that is based on the things we have learned through scientific research, land-grant universities, places like Oklahoma State University, and improving these efficiencies along the way. And we're looking at the next chapter of doing that.
If you plan to be in the beef cattle business for the long haul, you need to be a part of Cattlemen's Conference coming up 22nd, 23rd of May in Stillwater. Details at cattleconference.com. You got the beef buzz on Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. Still to come this afternoon, a little more on the agricultural news scene, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll be back here in just a few moments.